Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to, oh my gosh, it's hard to believe it, the 40th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. Those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, well, a very special welcome to you, too. These broadcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you valuable information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful and, I might mention with today's show, stress-free life. We will be here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so plan on joining us each and every week. Today we'll be talking a little bit about five serious stressors. Which ones of these are you doing, either consciously or unconsciously? I'd like to start out with a quote that I adapted from Gillian Anderson. I hope that everyone who is hearing this is having a really good day. And if you aren't, just know that in every minute, you have an opportunity to change that. In every minute, you have an opportunity to change that. This is the first Blog Talk Radio show since Dr. Wayne Dyer passed away, and I'd just like to acknowledge that in today's radio show. I had it all created before he passed, but I'd like to acknowledge the great strides that this person helped the mindfulness movement make in the direction of becoming more visible and more well-known. Whether you agree with Dr. Wayne Dyer or disagree with him, he was a force of change, and he influenced many people in the direction of healthy and mindful living. Now, there are some conflicting stories that are out there about the way he passed and those types of things. He did go through a cancer issue, and from what I have read in the news, he did die not of cancer, but of a heart attack. And he had some serious issues in his life that were serious stressors. And I'd just like to dedicate part of this show to him just simply because he had the courage and the strength to step out. He was criticized. He was revered. He was vilified. He was all of those things. And that takes a lot of courage. He also... made sure that the people who followed him knew some of the things that were going on in his life, some of the stressors in his life that he faced, and he faced them sometimes willingly, sometimes unwillingly. But he came through on the backside, and he kept showing up. That's one of the things that Wayne Dyer showed me how to do. He showed up. So I'm very, very grateful to him on many levels. And while I may not agree with everything that he said or worked on He was the person who helped me understand facing adversity with grace, aware that there was always something else in the present moment in which to look. So thank you, Dr. Wayne Dyer, for all you have done. Whether you agree with him or not, he showed up. Sometimes that's the best we can do, and sometimes that's all we can do. So I disagree sometimes with how people put things out there, you know, five foods you should never eat, and then you have to listen to a whole 10 minutes of a video of what those things, before you hear what those things are. Other than this acknowledgement of Wayne Dyer's passing, I'm not going to keep you in suspense. I'm going to let it out, show you right now, five serious stressors. One of those is living in drama, awfulizing and catastrophizing all the time. Two, avoiding peace. Okay, let's talk a little bit about that in just a minute. Three, avoiding learning. Sometimes I hear people with the attitude of, I know what I know, and I don't want to know anything different. Four, avoiding change. Five, living only in the past or in the future. We'll talk a little bit about these, and then we'll talk about a solution for what these are. Living in drama, the first serious stressor. Now, living in drama is an interesting dynamic. We are actually designed to live in drama, but only for short periods of time. We're designed to have a drama, let us be aware of something, let us learn something, let us understand something we didn't understand before, and then we're designed to come out of drama. We're designed to come back into thriving. However, some of us get stuck in that on switch of drama and awfulizing and catastrophizing. I heard one time a person say to his little son, who was suffering from a tremendous illness and had happened to injure his body, and the father was trying to comfort the son, but he kept saying, poor little guy can't catch a break. Poor little guy can't catch a break. Poor little guy can't catch a break. I heard that, and I listened to it, and I understood father's mindset, and he was trying to comfort his son, and what he was really doing was awfulizing and catastrophizing this young, courageous, brave young boy's life by saying, can't catch a break. And there are so many subtle clues and hints in how we awfulize and catastrophize. So I mentioned Wayne Dyer's passing, and there are a lot of people who are awfulizing and catastrophizing what will be missed because he's no longer with us on the earth. Instead of appreciating and being grateful for what he brought and that his time of service for bringing some of those things into the physical world has ended. There's sadness, I'm not denying that, but I'm talking about dramatizing it as if it's a personal loss and many people have not even met him. So we do dramatize things. We're taught how to do this on TV. Some of the top TV shows are the drama shows and those types of things. And sometimes, as I mentioned in earlier broadcasts, there are people who wouldn't know how to be if they were not bathed in stress hormones all day long. I apologize, there's a truck starting outside the window, and the window's open. So that noise is gone now. So I could dramatize that. I could actually say, oh my gosh, isn't that so inconsiderate of that person? And I can't believe that they're, you know, this is happening, and oh my gosh, this is so horrific, and oh my gosh, and they run around like Chicken Little. The sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. The dynamic is there's life everywhere on the planet, and it's loud sometimes, and it's noisy, and it's messy, and it's chaotic. Now, I can either be drawn into that and be extremely stressed by it, or I can notice it and be aware of it and know that it will end soon. That's part of how you handle drama, is understanding the elements of drama. There's an earlier radio show from me on the elements of drama, and we won't go into that here, but if you're interested, send me an email at info@makingshifthappen.com, and we'll talk a little bit more about drama and how you can eliminate some of the drama in your life, how you can manage those toxic Tammies that come into your workplace and just act as if it's the worst thing in the world to be at work, and this coworker upset me, or this thing my boss asked me to do made me mad, those types of things. What can you do to manage those so that they don't manage you? Avoiding peace is the second of these skills. Now, this is interesting because we've talked about the sympathetic nervous system being fight, flight, or freeze. And we've also talked about the brain and some of its capacity, where the brain really does like to create change, and it also likes to create habit. It also has a part of the brain, the limbic system, that wants to feel good. It's like the Cyndi Lauper song, "Girls Just Want to Have Fun." And then there's the reptilian brainstem that wants to make sure you're safe. So it keeps you hypervigilant and on red alert. And sometimes when you're getting into, say, a meditation or a guided imagery practice, the brain will actually fight for domination and fight for control and create conflict within itself, because the limbic system wants to feel peace and the reptilian brain system wants to keep you alive and keep you safe. So it will act as if everything is a potential danger. And how does this avoid peace? Well, if you are used to living in the danger Will Robinson zone and you don't know what peaceful is, sometimes when you reach a peaceful state, you notice what's missing in the peaceful state rather than what's present in that peaceful state. So the noise, the lack of safety, the fear element, the stress hormones, all of those, if they're not present, can feel almost scary because you're so used to having conflict on and on and on and on. And so the peaceful state almost feels empty. So you have got the opportunity, if you have the opportunity, to really explore peace for the sake of being peace. But if you start getting fearful and think that something is wrong, you quickly move out of the state of peace and into avoidance of that state, saying, "Oh gosh, that doesn't feel right. There's something not right there. I'm not sure I want to be there." And so you will do whatever you can to avoid peace, when peace is one of your natural states of being, and it's where you refresh and restore. Being peaceful, being mindful, being present moment are all very healthy states. So if you have attempted to be peaceful and scared yourself out of that peaceful state so that now you avoid peace, you are actually living in a very serious, stressful state, producing stress hormones nonstop. So let's take a break here, and I'd like to remind you that when we come back, we'll be talking about the other three of the five serious stressors and some of the antidotes to those stressors. And as always with this Calm Moms Report, the audio is no longer available, so it will become available at a future date. Thank you for listening. Thank you for signing up for it, and we'll be right back after this message.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day. Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
Thank you so much, and we're back. We were talking about the five serious stressors. Which ones are you doing? And again, some of these you may be doing at a subconscious or unconscious level. So that's why it's good to get very quiet sometimes and really be present to what's going on. The third serious stressor, the first two was living in drama and avoiding peace. The third is avoiding learning. I have met people throughout my lifetime that say, I know what I know, and I don't want to know anything different. My life is just fine as it is. And then they have self issues. So we were actually made to learn and grow. We were actually made to create new brain cells. The old think, the incorrect process of thinking about the brain was that we couldn't ever grow more brain cells. And we know now that that is false. And one of the ways that the brain loves to engage in life is to learn something new. So I have a philosophy of learning something new every day. I'll either read a book, or I'll listen to informational shows, or I'll listen to other things that are happening so that I can grow a new brain. I don't want the same brain that I had last year or the year before, because for me that gets me into kind of living that Groundhog Day that Bill Murray made the movie about, where you get up and every morning it's the same old drudge. And I'm of a long time ago era where there was a Dunkin' Donuts, Fred the Dunkin' Donuts man, and he'd get up and he'd go, it's time to make the donuts. And every day was a repeat of the day before. Well, for me, that's kind of boring, and it's really, really stressful. It's one of the more serious stressors you can do. If you avoid doing what your body and your mind and your soul and spirit is designed to do, you actually create huge amounts of stress. And you're designed to learn something new every day. You're designed to create a new brain and have new experiences. You're designed to feel good, and you're designed to feel bad. And you're designed to be fluid and flexible and move through various places and stages of being. That's how you're designed. And ignoring it, avoiding it, or trying to stay away from who you naturally are creates a huge amount of stress. The next thing is avoiding change. That's number four of your five serious stressors. You actually change every single day. You're not the same person. I was joking with someone at lunch the other day, and I said, well, this is the oldest I've ever been in my entire life. We laughed about it because it was somebody else's birthday, and we were saying, you know, I wonder how old they are and those types of things. You don't live the same day. You're a different person every single day. And your body is actually designed to change. Your nervous system is designed to change. And yet it's designed to habituate, so it can be very energy efficient. However, when you try to keep things the same, you're reverting back to a place that no longer exists. Now, this is one of the harder concepts for people to grasp because societally and culturally, we're taught something different. See, there is no such thing as time, and there is no such thing as space. So if we keep trying to go back to a time and a space where we existed before, that takes a lot of energy because, first of all, it's no longer there. And second of all, we're not the same person that we were. And so going back to a time and space that doesn't exist stresses us out. We can't get people to be the same way they were a year ago. They don't remember how they were a year ago, and you don't remember how they were a year ago. But yet, you'll look at them and say, well, I wish you were the same person I knew when I first met you. But that just doesn't work. That's a huge stressor for you and a very huge stressor for them. So let's just understand that we're designed to change. And one of the wise sayings is the same person never steps in the same stream. I apologize. It seems like about this duration into the show, I get disconnected, and I'm not sure what that's about. So I could either dramatize it and just say, oh, my gosh, nothing ever works for me. Or I could avoid peace and say, it's always going to be this way. I'm never going to get a smooth radio show. Or I could avoid learning by saying, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to call in. I don't know how to fix this. Or I could avoid change by saying, you know what? It's never going to change. It's going to stay the same, and I'm stuck with it, and I might as well just be stuck with it. I don't like any of those. So in a minute, we'll talk about what else is possible. The fifth serious stressor that you're doing is living only in the past or in the future. We're actually designed to be living in the present moment. And if we go back to the concept we just now discussed about there not being a time or a space, that all of those are just constructs so that we people in the human form can have agreement on when we might meet or a place where we might meet. So anyway, living only in the past or future means that you are not present to the gifts that are here in this moment. You're creating an artificial past because it no longer exists, and you're not the same person who was in the past, creating an artificial future where you have all of these expectations. And sometimes you put expectations out there only for the fact that you can now be disappointed by them. And that creates a lot of stress. Living in the present moment really has a really unique quality of being aware of your past and what brought you to this present moment and aware of future potentials. So that means that you can look into what is possible on several levels and in several dimensions. And when you do that from this present moment, you acknowledge what is and that you are here and in the present. You acknowledge what's been in the past and what has potential to be in the future. And then you can take steps and make choices based on being fully present in the present moment. And that is the secret to healing some of these five serious stressors that you might be living. Is actually really get into the fourth of our four self-healing skills. Living in the present moment. Now, I come back to this many times over and over because this truly is a skill that you can master. And it is such a positive and powerful stress management skill that you can acquire by practicing. It's by simply asking a question, where am I other than right here in this present moment? Begin to become aware of that and then become more and more present in the moment. So I'd like to mention to you that I have meditation guided imagery CD series on Amazon. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what that is. You can go on Amazon. And today's show is based a little bit on CD number 2, the mind-body connection. Although it's not described in those terms, the 5 serious stressors really do relate to the mind-body connection. And there's a guided imagery that's specific to getting you in your body and in the present moment. If you're interested, you can go on Amazon and order those. If you would like to get a little bit of a special deal, you can order by sending an email to info@makingshiftshappen.com, and you buy 6 and you get the 7th free. You also save on shipping. So if you're interested in that bundle deal, just send me an email, info@makingshiftshappen.com, and I will make sure that you get the special that's advertised in this radio show. So thank you very much for that. Now let's get into the quote that I had for today. I hope that everyone who is hearing this is having a really good day. And if you aren't, just know that in every minute, you have an opportunity to change that. And that's one of the powers of the present moment. In every minute, you can change. And not changing creates stress. So in every minute, you can change. So that's all for today's show. I encourage you to email in at info@makingshiftshappen.com with any questions that you might have or to add to the speed round. And if you haven't done so already, consider leaving us a review. It helps us to get other people to discover the show and get better seen in iTunes and on Stitchers. I'll go back to my favorite quote, the Yoda quote. There is no try, there is only do or do not. So there is no trying to live in the present moment. There is only living in the present moment or not living in the present moment. And not living in the present moment is a serious stressor. What I'm going to do for fun is I'm going to go to Grand Junction tonight and have dinner with a bunch of people and really enjoy the heck out of myself. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I appreciate all of you who listen, all of you who send in questions. And please remember, this is a blog. You can get on makingshiftshappen.com and make your comments or observations or whatever you'd like to do on the show blog. To see you next week, have a great week. And remember, there's nothing better than living in the present moment. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.